So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you're listening to today's episode specifically. We say that every episode, but I just feel like it's getting better and better. I love that. Today, I have on one of my great friends and one of yours, too, because she makes this podcast literally possible. Her name's Emily Rowlett, coming from Katy, Texas. She's, what would you say, marketing, communications coordinator, all the things, basically. The train conductor. That's what you are.
We love it. I just morph into whatever I need to
That's not true. But you are good at morphing. You are good at learning and all things. Yes. Emily has been with us a year and a half. What'd you say? That's wild. Okay.
That's crazy.
And okay, here's why I've invited Emily today. Because the title's probably giving it away. Let's be honest, Em. Like, the title, they probably clicked because they're like,
for sure. Yes.
We're changing.
We're here to tell you what's going on.
Yes, we are spilling all the beans today. We're not keeping any secrets. We're going to have a few plugs, a few ways that you can get involved. And then also a note of encouragement for you, because I also feel like what we're talking about today applies to everyone, regardless if you have your own podcast or not. This is not, like, industry specific. This is really, I don't know, like, moving through me spiritually. And I think Emily would say the same. I think
it's for sure. Yeah. It's literally from the heart. And I was like, Rachel, we need to get on and we need to talk to these people from the heart because y'all are our friends and a lot of you are in the same seasons of life that we are.
Yes. So. Okay. Let's give a little context, just like a little quick history lesson of this podcast. Five years ago, started this podcast with my BFF, Mary Scott Mercer. We were both in very interesting seasons of life. Her husband was deployed. My husband was working in California. I was living in California, just feeling a little purposeless. And she proposed the idea that we start a podcast, which was wild. Because 5 years ago, there's no podcast really out there other than maybe like Crime Junkies and like churches putting their sermons out there. But there's no life-giving conversations, uplifting, practical girl talk entertainment, like no such thing. So we're like, let's do it. So we did. And it grew into a fun community, one that on paper, tax-wise, like needed to be reported. So we started having these awkward conversations as friends, like, this is a business. What do we do? Had some people advise us, like, you need to sign a prenup for your friendship if you're going to have a business together. Like all these things, to the point where Mary Scott was like, you know what? We had a good run at it, but I want this to be yours. Like, I never anticipated this to be what it is, but I think this could really be a cool entry into the gifts that God's given you with communication and all the things, relationship. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I have really enjoyed this. Let's keep going. Kept going, right? We never changed. We've always ever been behind the bliss. We've always put out an episode every Wednesday. I think we've skipped a few months because there have been babies since. But like every Wednesday, almost, we almost have 300 episodes. Like, here we still are. Mm-hmm. And it has honestly been like one of the greatest delights of my life. Like, I haven't felt the permission to stop. In fact, feel like I have had a lot more vision and direction. And Emily's been a part of that huge thing, which is why I've brought her on. Now let's talk about, do you remember this, Emily, with the podcast, the episode that Matthew West came on and joined us? Do you remember that one when he was like,
yeah, that was like last like fall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Almost a year ago.
Okay.
I talked about this idea of being something for so long and not knowing when you're allowed to change. We talked about this and I literally said, I told him, we have had people, strategists, like publicists, like people that their job is to figure out how to pivot you, tell us you don't need to be behind the bliss anymore, straight up. And I was
for years, like literally ever since I've been here. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, right? Because this is, it feels like my baby. It's your first baby. It has been it's my elevator pitch. It's what I share with people when they say, what do you do? If you're like, are you at home with your kids? What do you do? Anyways, it's become this thing. I just was married to it. It just became honestly a part of my identity, which can be tricky. Because enter this sticky situation where I'm like, I don't want to change it. And it was one of those, do I not want to change it because it's comfortable? It's what I've always been. Or do I not want to change it? Like, because there's something more there. Anywho, all this to say, we have come to a conclusion, people. We have come to a decision.
We have made a decision.
We will no longer be behind the bliss. And there are a lot of things a part of it. There's a lot of reasons that honestly, candidly, because I'm a more confident version of myself now than I was on this call with Matthew West that we keep talking about, where I can be like, I don't owe anyone an explanation. And I can say it's because I feel like it's what's best. And that can be enough. But because I love y'all and because this is a really cool conversation opportunity to pivot and like be able to tell you what God's doing through it, we are going to tell you our reasonings for the change and the upgrade, honestly, in my opinion, that this whole thing is getting and why it makes sense for us and for you and how we plan on serving you better because of it. So, Emily, did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. I think the main thing that because I was a listener first, right? Like I was a
listener,
I
think is so
way back
cool.
when. And then I like stalked Rachel on Instagram and we're here today and we're like best friends. It's crazy. But I think as a listener first, I think, you know, I think about like, okay, the Toast podcast. If you listen to like the Morning Toast, like they just rebranded to just the Toast. Right. And it's funny. I just listened to, I think her episode with Danny Austin that they did on Danny Austin's podcast talking about how they changed and just how like you just evolve and you morph and listeners, you know, you guys have asked us for more like conversational
lifestyle
shows
and
we've done, like we've done those and our show like has become a morph behind the bliss of like spirituality, but also like girlfriend conversations, but also like big sister advice from Rachel. And it's kind of all kind of morphed into this thing that is bigger than just behind the bliss.
Sure.
Like what it's been for the last 5 years. And so I think that, you know, change is good, but then also change is hard for some people to like, whenever you change, people either come with you or they get left behind. You know what I mean? Like that's what it is.
And we hope
you
all come with us. But I think this is also it too. I don't remember if you were the one to do this for me, Emily, but someone in my life basically straight up called me out and they were like, if you feel in your gut that leaving behind the bliss is best and you're not doing it because you're afraid of what people are going to think about you, that's a pride issue. And I was like, oh, snap. You know, I was like, because I think the whole
is it the name? Like, was it the name because, that you're just holding tightly to?
When we met with the strategist, I'll just Yeah, that's all everybody knows. They basically said this needs to be a Rachel Autry show, and I almost vomited in my mouth. I was like,
I remember that. I remember this. It was like last summer.
Yeah, I was like, no way. I cannot put my name behind this. Like, I'm confident and I'm happy to put my face out there. I'm happy to be the girl to break the ice. But for some reason, calling this the Rachel Autry show, like, did not sit well with me. It, like, totally brought the piece away. And so I think that's what I wrestled with. Like, if I get the ick, other people are going to get the ick. They're going to think that this is about me, and it's totally not. And although I do love giving people context into my life, because that helps you understand more of, like, the heart changes that are happening that we love talking about with wiser women on here, it's not about me. And I don't ever really want it to be, like, straight up about me. I want to continue to, like, magnify and mirror, like, what God's doing in my life, whether we're talking about genes, playlists, or grief, like, and anything in between. And so the Rachel Autry Show, no. Heck no. And so I think I
have... Well, and the reason why, back up, the reason why they wanted it to be the Rachel Autry Show is because... you'll always be Rachel Autry,
right?
Like, it'll just be like anything.
It's evergreen.
No matter what, you would never have to you would never have to rebrand ever again if you were just the Rachel Autry show. And you were like,
no, I was like, good point, but no, like, thank you, no, ma'am. But here, So yes, that's why they wanted us to call it the Rachel Autry Show. And it just leaves a lot of opportunity open because we're not cornering ourselves into any specific niche. It is a personality kind of show. And I'm like, well, yeah, but no. Anyways, but this bigger thing got brought up in my life, honestly, the past year that I feel like I've really been unpacking. I hate that phrase. What else can we use? I don't know. But unpacking this idea of maybe
unraveling.
Thanks. Untangling. Yeah. Like, maybe I care too much about what people think about me. Maybe I haven't done things that I honestly feel like in my gut would have been the right decision because I would have looked like that crazy girl, or I would have been misunderstood, which is a huge thing for me. I really want to be known, and I want people to be able to see me and understand me and get me. And not everyone's going to do that.
No, like bottom line,
that's impossible. So that's cute
for anybody. Yeah, not just podcast host Rachel Autry. Like, for anybody. Like, nobody's gonna look at you and be like, "I get you."
Yeah, right? And if they do, I'm like, you get the parts of me that.
But
you
do you? There's see. Always layers. There's layers. I think of that line in Shrek,
like an onion.
You know, when he's like, "Ogres have layers. Onions have layers." Yes. Like that. Sure. Like, we put on a good front by how we dress and the way that we talk and all of those things, but there's always those deeper layers to us that really only, like, the real friends get to know.
So we came to a conclusion because we did feel like we have been stuck. And the stuck was honestly because I wasn't willing to go for it. And so we had to have some brave conversations and be like, are you willing to go for it or are you not? Do you want to, like, go out on a limb or no? Is this worth it to you to experiment with? If not, cool, leave it. Walk away, do something different. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're so right. So anywho, we have decided to continue.
We're just on, it was like you were on the edge, yes. Like, to paint a picture. It's like, you're on the edge and it's like, are you going to jump off the diving board?
Are you
going to
go back down the ladder?
Go back down the stairs. Like, and that's it. You know what I mean? And who knows whenever you jump in the water, what's going to happen. Yeah. But the more time we spend up here on the diving board is the less time that we're going to have on either
that's
end.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's so good. Yeah. So thankfully I've had a lot of really wise people, lots of gifted people, a part of the podcast world specifically recently. And I feel like it's happened since we've decided to do this whole jump off the diving board rebrand, which I don't see as a coincidence. Some people may. I don't. Mm-mm. I think that when I was like, okay, let's go for it. Logistically, it was more appealing to have other people on board. We needed other people on board. But I also think these opportunities opened up because I kind of gave whatever I had. And just opened up my hands.
You went first. Yeah. Yep. And you said, this is what we're working with. What can we do with this? And we've watched amazing things happen over the last few months because of that, which is really cool. And you'll get to see all of this unfold literally within the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So if y'all are like, why do they keep telling us things, everything's changing? don't worry, guys. We have
some of it's strategic, some of it's legal, some of it, you know, like we can just like spill all of our guts.
Yeah.
But we do want to, and we're going to invite you to be on the launch team. And the launch team is going to be this very intimate group of people who are able to cheer us on, like run beside us, but also share with your friends over dinner or with your book club or your Bible study small group, your Slack channel at work or on social media, however you plan to share it. But we like would love for people to do this with us, because the one thing I've learned doing this whole podcast so far that hasn't changed is that like the people listening mean the world to me, and I can't do this without people listening and clicking play. And so just want to bring you on board if you desire to be on board with this whole thing. If you want to be on part of our launch team, do it. But we are closing the doors this Friday. Isn't that right?
This Friday. Yep. This Friday, June, let me pull up the calendar, June 16th at 11:59 p.m. We're closing it, because if you want to be a part of this, we need you on board, because we are launching this podcast. Do you want to say the date?
Yes. July 19th. Mark your calendar. July 19th.
July 19th.
Yes. This,
we're so excited.
This will be turned
over. So if you want to be on the launch team, logistically, everyone's invited. If you fill out the form, you're in. Like,
there's no application.
There's no application. We just want your email so we can tell you all of the exciting things that are happening. And then there's a little Google form that you can fill out that gives us helpful information.
Love it.
And that's it.
Love
that's it. So we're really excited about the launch team, and everybody's invited to that, but it does close this Friday. So it's a little time sensitive, and y'all can find the link for that in the like bio of this episode, but also our show notes.
Love it. Yeah. Okay. One more thing I want to add to this whole conversation before we kind of like move on. So since we've decided to change, we've been changing things, and I feel like that kind of scares people. Like we said, change is like sometimes not fun. You either are the girl who rearranged her room like 12 times a year, which was me, or you're the girl who like is terrified when your friend, you go over to spend the night at her house and her room is rechanged, like rearranged again. And that was one of my friends too.
That's a good idea.
Like you're one or the other. I was a girl that was always rearranging, which is so funny. This is our first ever rebrand within 5 years of having this podcast. That's so crazy. But I do want people to hear us say, like when we say change, it's a scary word, but scary things aren't happening. It's just, you're going to see a new cover photo on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. It's going to be called something different. The Rachel Autry website and the podcast website will be merged. Things are going to be so easy to find. We're doing this really for you. Like we're doing this so that everything is streamlined, easy to find, all the things. But then also, I just got to say, like, this has felt so real and natural for me, like content wise, because my desire through this whole thing, even from the get go, I think in the very first episode we ever recorded, I said my life verse, which is 1 Thessalonians 2:8, which is, I was delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but my life as well, because you've become so dear to me. And it's so neat to think people are going to get to know Jesus because I'm witnessing, and a witness, all you do is just share what's going on and what you're seeing and who you are. And so I hope that people can hear me talk about funny things like Thomas and I's latest tiff and date night too, like things Maddox and Oliver are doing to fun Amazon purchases, and be like, there's something different here, you know, or to leave encouraged practical.
Because that's life.
And that is that's a Rachel thing. And not necessarily Behind the Bliss thing. And so it has felt like an overflow rather than a separate container. If that makes sense. Like it's not, okay, here's Rachel Autry, here's Behind the Bliss. It feels like this is me, and this is just how I'm going to share me on the podcast, on my blog, on Instagram, take it or leave it. And it.
Well, and this is how the Lord's working in your life in any which way, right? It's not just the podcast is how the Lord is working in your life. Like it's stories that you voice memo. You know,
it's the ministry of life just overflowed into you're welcome to walk this walk with me. And I just feel like so much more at peace about that than this being like, okay, we put on our Behind the Bliss hat, recording an episode. Okay, taking it off, going to like go make Maddox a snack. Like it's all of it. It's all of it. So anywho, I'm just really relieved.
Yeah.
I feel like we're taking a deep breath. Everything's starting to make sense. And the opportunities that come, I'm able much more clearly to be like, that works, or that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So
Your vision is clear.
Amen.
And I mean, the podcast reached this point. This was like your little career out of college. You know what I'm saying? And so it's interesting. And I mean, because you own your own business, you're able to make it whatever you want it to be. But I think a lot of people feel like they're stuck right now in like what they chose right out of high school or college.
Yeah.
And they're reaching this point of what's next, and they're gripping onto it so tight because they don't know what's next. But like, what would happen if they open their hands?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, yes, we have been at that point too. We will probably be at that point again soon. Let's be real. But like, even with Thomas deciding midlife crisis, or I guess quarter life crisis, he's like, I want to be a pilot. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? But the fact like we went for it, and who's to say like if we didn't go for it for life, I mean, I'm sure it would look incredibly different, but God's still good and he would have still provided in all the ways. But it is really, really cool to see the abundance that comes from us saying yes and showing up, and the freedom, the peace it gives you, even when things don't work out, you're like, no, but I'm confident like God brought me here, so he's going to bring me through. And that confidence has lacked, not because of I've doubted necessarily who God is, because his promises are good. He's true. But like my confidence in myself, I don't know how to describe it. Like when I know that I'm not doing what I was supposed to do, for lack of a better, I don't know how else to say it. Like knowing that I should have done something else than I'm doing at the moment, but I didn't because I was scared or I was afraid, or like something that held me back, some lie I was believing.
Well, and when you look back, you can pinpoint those exact moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally a turning point.
It's crazy.
Point.
I mean,
yeah,
you can. And it's, I mean, it's the moment. So, I mean, I had a moment, if we're going to go with the diving board metaphor, where, you know, I taught for 5 years out of college, and it's like, I was up on the diving board ready to like jump off into what's next. And this was literally last summer. And then I found out I was pregnant with twins, and I chose to get off the diving board.
She said, let me back on up for a moment.
Yeah. Literally chose to get back off the diving board and walk back into what was safe and what was familiar and teach again for one more year, because like that's what needed to happen in that moment, right? Yeah. But then fast forward a year later, I have so much more clarity of where the Lord's taking us and our family and in my life, and I'm back up on the diving board, but I made the jump to the other side, you know, off into the deep end. And so I think, you know, for anybody, you just, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're on the edge of something as a mid 20s, early 30s human, like you're normal. Mm-hmm. And we're also in those exact same seasons of life trying to figure it out too. And I think that's the most fun thing about this podcast and about this community, is like we are really, truly all walking through it
together.
Yeah. And sometimes like there's going to be amazing advice that you're like, bam, that's a bomb drop that I needed to hear. And sometimes it's going to be like, wow, somebody else is going through that too. And that's like, I also needed to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes you just need to hear somebody, a friend go, I don't know, I'm like, we're still figuring it out, you know?
Yeah. Question mark. Let us know when you figure it out too, you know?
Like report back.
Yeah. So Emily P. Freeman, The Next Right Thing. We love Emily. She's been on the show at the very beginning, actually. And she has this book. She also has a podcast. Her book is of podcast episodes, which I think is so cool. But it's all about doing the next right thing. It's not about knowing necessarily final destination or where you want to be or whatever. It's about having the grace, like having the wherewithal to just take your next step and not knowing what the second step is going to be. Just the first, just your next one. And also, like she said something on that episode that was brilliant, that was like, you're also allowed to change your mind. Like, who told us that we had to have it figured out and we could never take a step back again to like recalibrate and figure it out again? Where does that pressure come from that our next step has to be our next step, period? And we're never allowed to like look back or figure it out or get our bearings straight. Like, pressure is off.
I honestly think it comes from school. I really do. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go to college, you have to choose your major. If you change your major, it messes everything up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and we're conditioned this way into adulthood too, like where we wedge ourselves into these corporate jobs and these corners, and like, then you're miserable for whatever reason. Maybe you don't love your job. And then you're like, well, I don't know where to go from here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm scared to you know, ask, have a conversation. I'm scared to apply for something different. I'm scared to even talk about how the fact that I'm over what I'm doing, or we just get in this big misery fest, which I've definitely been in before, where everyone's complaining about their job, but nobody's doing anything about it. Right.
Like, yeah. I saw this one time. I'm trying to find it. It was like on Facebook. They're like, J.K. Rowling didn't write Harry Potter until, I can't believe I'm talking about Harry Potter. I wasn't even allowed to read Harry Potter growing up. Isn't that funny?
You weren't? I don't think, my parents didn't care, but my husband's parents were, that was a no for them too. They were not to watch it either.
It was like, anyways, hold on. It was like all these different stuff.
She didn't write the books until she was like later. Yeah. Until she was like later in life. Like a lot of people bloom later in life. You know what I mean? Like they don't discover their thing until later in life. And what did they do in the 30, 40 years previous to that? They just did the next thing.
Yeah.
Like whatever tomorrow holds, we're gonna make one decision that's gonna move my life forward. And so if you're feeling stuck right now and you feel like you need to change, like there's that one thing you need to do, just make one choice to move your life forward. One little step,
yes.
One conversation.
Okay. Amazing entrepreneurs who had nothing accomplished by the age 20. Like people that were nobodies. Martha Stewart, she didn't start.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated literally today. Wow.
It's like
She didn't start anything with like Martha Stewart Living or anything until she was 41 years old. J.K. Rowling didn't write Harry Potter until she was 32 and didn't even get picked up by a publisher for a few years after that. Who's another one that's on here that we would all know? Oprah Winfrey started the Oprah Winfrey Show at 30 years old, but she didn't get her groundbreaking deal until she was 33. Tori Burch didn't even start designing until she was 38 years old. Like, there's all these people that I'm sure we know, admire, and are household names. Not that necessarily like we want to be famous or we want to be rich. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying
fame.
Like your version of success that you maybe have in your mind from society is like Oprah Winfrey, Tori Burch, all these people, not even realizing that like. They were probably waiting tables. Nothing wrong with it. They were probably like in classrooms. They were probably doing the dang thing, like burning the midnight oil, trying to figure out their next entrepreneurial idea. No one believed in them yet. And they weren't, they hadn't arrived. So I just feel like I have to tell myself that sometimes, like your 20s are for learning, your 30s are for teaching, and your 40s are for doing it. That's what I've heard. But anywho, no rush.
That's good. I'm thinking of like Ephesians 3:20, like God's going to give you more than you can ask, think, or imagine, for his glory, you know, and good, like good thing he is, because you know what I mean? Like we couldn't plan it. Like we couldn't plan it.
Also,
and however it unfolds is how it was meant
to be. Okay. So we actually talked about this at church this past Sunday. It was amazing. We're going through Ecclesiastes, which is like such a random chapter or such a random book. But it is all about how basically Solomon had everything that he ever could have imagined he wanted in life. Like the parties, he had the biggest, like all these things. And he still was like, it still isn't as cool as you'd think it would be. Like it's still whatever. Anyways, we get to this point this past Sunday where the whole main purpose of the sermon was I'm not going to be able to say it obviously as well as he could, but we'll link it in the show notes because I think everybody needs to go listen to this. It's amazing. But the whole premise was we don't have to worry about what's next. We can lose control over what the outcome is going to be or what our next step even is or if it works out or not. If we actually do trust that God is good and he is who he says he is, because we have the cross as the greatest testimony of all time that when we thought the ending was garbage, it wasn't.
That's so true. Ooh, that's like giving me chills.
So like,
so
if we
good.
Believe what we say we believe, like, let's make the connection and like apply it and be like, if God is good and God is what he says is true, and if we believe Jesus died on the cross and raised again 3 days later, then who's to say that like I know the ending to the story either? We don't. It's all a mystery.
Yeah.
So just leaning into who God is and knowing that he wants something cooler for you than you could have ever imagined, like Emily just said. So just, you can't, your little pencil erasers can't erase the Sharpie that he has written out for what's to come.
Yeah.
So, but we can meet him and walk with him and do it with him. And I don't want us to miss that part. And that is the showing up and asking questions and getting curious and praying, seeking wisdom, counsel, all the things. So anywho,
Yeah. What is your, I mean, the challenge, you know, this whole podcast is about change and we're changing and how are you changing and all the things. But I think the one challenge to leave with that we're asking is what is the change? Like everybody has an area of their life where they feel like they're stuck a little bit. And like, what is that area for you? And like, what would happen if you just took one tiny step forward? Yeah. Because honestly, a year ago, I was just telling Rachel, a year ago, we met in Birmingham in September, starting to brainstorm this stuff. And it literally all came together within the last probably 2 months. And that was a year of prayer and just like trying to figure it out and just like asking pivoting for help. Left and right and left and right. Yeah, asking for help, having calls that worked out, having calls that didn't work out. And here we are today. And we put a date on the calendar for July 19th for everything to finally come to fruition. But it hasn't been just, it didn't just happen, you know, and it doesn't happen for everybody. So what's that one area of your life that you could take one tiny step forward in?
Okay, one more analogy, because you know I'm an analogy queen. And of course, it's got to be aviation because... it's my life. I've mentioned this on a different show. Can't remember which specific episode, but forgive me if you just listened to it. When you're putting in your course in the GPS for your trip that you're going to go fly on, it has to be very specific coordinates because it gives you like a 47-degree angle that you should be flying at. Well, what happens if you're 48 degrees or 46 degrees? Like just...
You end up somewhere totally
different. Yes, the more miles you go, the further away you get from where you're supposed to be. And so not that I'm asking you and I'm not putting pressure on you to like get it to 47 degrees exactly, but I'm also saying the opposite, that if you are at 48 degrees and you think you're miles and miles and miles away from where you're supposed to be, it actually might only be 1 degree difference that could get you back.
That's good.
And like, I don't know. Yeah. Like Emily said, what's that one thing that you want to change? That one small thing that you could literally do today or tomorrow or right after you stop listening to this, like who's that friend you could call so they could help keep you accountable? Like, be brave, say it out loud, go do the thing.
Yeah. And we're doing it with you. And it looks like for us, like changing the podcast
and getting 2-star reviews.
But for you, it could look like something with your kids. It could look like something with your spouse. It could look like something with, you know, a girlfriend. It could look like something with a job. And like, let this be the conversation you need to hear of, you know, this is how, like, we're just regular people going through these regular real life things, and we're here to share it with you. So, and we're excited for what's next, and we hope that you'll stay tuned for what's
literally
next.
So thrilled. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
If you're in,
okay, so let's,
no, I was going to say, if you're in Birmingham, also set your calendar for July 19th. Not only are we relaunching, but we're also throwing a big old party that we would love for you to come to at Lady Bird Taco from 4 to 7 p.m. And listen, this is special because Lady Bird does not serve dinner, but they are staying open for dinner that night just for us. So bring your girls, bring your friends, grab some tacos. The first few people, to be determined how many, I think it's going to be like 20 or 30 people in the door, get a free taco. And we're going to make sure that we have a blast. And I would love to be able to actually meet you in real life and not just know you by IP address. Like, this is always the best part.
And honestly, take a summer road trip. Like, grab some friends, take a summer road trip, go, I'm trying to figure out how to be there from Texas. Like, we'll see what happens. But honestly, and if you're not from Birmingham, here's how you can get involved. Join the launch stream. Everybody can be on the launch team. Just go fill out the quick form in the show notes / the bio of the show, and you're in. And we'll drop emails to you every single week leading up to launch of exciting things that are happening, things that only you will know before launch happens, and also how to share it with your people. And we're not asking you to have a million social media followers to share this launch. Like, we're literally asking you to go tell a friend. Like, that's it. And however you want to share is amazing to us. And we're just so grateful that you're a part of the community. And we can't wait for the next month of all of the exciting things to come.
So exciting. So excited for y'all.
Cheers to change.
Cheers to change. Clink. Clinking our Stanleys.
It's going to be good, and we're going to be so present that we're not going to miss a thing.
That's right. Thanks, y'all, for listening. We'll see you next time.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.